High-quality turmeric improves focus and mood, helps increase energy, helps age-related memory decline, and much, much more. Science Natural is offering my listeners 3 free bottles with the purchase of 1 bottle. See link below for this great offer. Also, did you know that wild lettuce is similar to morphine and is the best natural painkiller known? But it does not contain any addictive opiates. Learn this and many other remedies in the lost ways. Methods of our ancestors. See the link below.
How do you know it's 33 feet? How do you know?
Well, because I had my dowsing rods, okay? And as I started backing up, the rods opened. And I kept backing up and backing up and backing up. When I got to 33 feet, the rods closed. Okay, so this is like the witching rods they use when they're dowsing for water. And so it is a different concept, because when you're used to things in the kitchen, a teaspoon is a lot less than a cup, and a cup is a lot less than a gallon. But in this case, this is bigger than this, and these are bigger than this. But they all had the same energy fields. Well, I did this a couple years ago, and about 3 months ago, a woman who has one of our stations back east took it into a chiropractor, the water, just a jar of the water into her chiropractor. And he was real busy that day. She just wanted to tell him a little about it. And so he said, well, let me check the energy fields real quickly. And I don't know how he did it. He knew nothing about plasma energy. He took her water and he measured 3 commercial waters that he had in his office. The commercial waters had 0 energy fields, and the one he measured that she brought in had 36 feet. So it was kind of nice to get that confirmation from somebody.
What did he say then? Was he surprised?
Yeah, very surprised.
So, and what else does this water do for you? I mean, what does it do for your emotions? I mean, what does it transform? I mean, you know, we have so many sick people, right? So what's going on with the people in our everywhere, and how can this help turn us around?
Well, here's some things that we've done that are more of a specialty, okay? And this came after the original energy station. So rather than put all these, we've done some things separately. And I'm just going to show you an example. Here's a bottle of hand sanitizer. And can you see the little vial in the bottom? Okay, now I took water out of there and put another vial, and now it's in this plastic spray bottle. Okay, so I have my big supply in the jar, and here's my spray bottle, and I can just use this for hand sanitizer.
No, you don't have to open your vial or whatever. It just can communicate.
You never open the
vial. It can communicate outside the vial. Because we know, we're starting to realize that water, if you took water from the same thing and you took 2 vials of it and you send one to Europe, and you got one here, and you change the chemical makeup of this water, like you put some emulsion in it or you do something, the water in Europe actually changes too. It has a communication from all over the place. It's pretty interesting.
It's a plasmatic field.
Yes. It communicates through this plasma field, which is really interesting.
I
just wish I knew more. I want to know like the base of it, but it's not fair to be asking you, because that's like the core of all understanding. And it's, you know, I mean, we're still just trying to understand that stuff. And I'm sure everybody, you have the same a lot of the same questions I have. But if we can get to the more we can get to it, but just knowing what the results are is a big deal.
Well, and one of the things I'm always looking at is the what if question. What if something wasn't available? So I'll do research online, especially when people are offering online series. There was one called Broken Brain. And after going through that series and more of the research out there, I took combinations of what they were recommending that people use to facilitate better brain function. So here's Clear Mind. and you can see the vial in the bottom. And I line these guys up on my desk, and I just sit here throughout the day, and I'll have a little of this. And then after a while, I'll have a little inflammation. Now, the basis of inflammation are some southwestern herbs and that very well-known ancient sacred plant that was given a name. It was always called hemp. And when they wanted to restrict it, they changed it to marijuana. So we took it from the CBD oil, which is basically going to have the DNA imprint of the plant. So here's inflammation. And again, I have what I would call the mother source in a bottle. And then we fill all the vials from the mother source jar, like I showed you here with the hand sanitizer. We did another one called Clear Mind. And Clear Mind, so well, what if you couldn't get any C60? What if you couldn't get any omega-3s? What if you couldn't get any folic acid? All the things that had been recommended went into making what ended up being Clear Mind.
Now, so you put C60, did you put C60 in there?
Yes.
Okay, C60, what else is in there?
I've got to get the list because it's extensive. But omega-3s, folic acid, potassium. Mr. Cash had a protocol for improving the brain function, especially like with ADHD and autism. So the things he mentioned in his protocol were added. I'm sure we have amino acids and hemoglobin.
Right, right.
Do you notice a difference? Are you noticing a measurable difference in yourself?
You know, I wish I had a parallel in that didn't have any of these things, because I'm generally always pretty energetic. I don't think I'm doing too badly for 75 years old.
Are you having trouble losing weight? It could be due to insulin levels that are out of balance. Learn what fat-flushing food helps balance your insulin levels. It's basically a hormone that determines how much fat your body stores. Over 240,000 women have successfully melted unwanted fat off their body fast, faster than you would think possible, keeping it off for good. Learn how so many people have melted fat so quickly. Click the link below.
No, you aren't. You're doing pretty great. But, you know, it's hard because what these things really need is they need scientific studies, right? Because now you have a basis saying, okay, some of these things are really working and we're seeing results. We're seeing some indications that there's something here. Your cataracts went away. I mean, we have some real results of something significant. And so what we'd want is some scientists to say, hey, I want to work with you and I want to do some real studies on this stuff.
Yeah, we have anecdotal right now, and you should tell her about your lab tests.
I'm diabetic type 1, and I've been able to reduce my insulin requirement by 50%. And I've had kidney failure because of the diabetes. I had a kidney transplant 13 years ago or 14 years ago. And my kidney function was rising a couple of years ago, getting to the point of danger again. And now it's better than it was immediately after the transplant. Because of the use of the plasma energy. And so if that's all it ever did, it would be completely worth the study and time and effort I've put into it, because that has already prolonged my life by a couple of years, and it may prolong it a lot longer.
See, now when he says the kidney function was rising, what he means is there's a test called the creatinine clearance. And the day after his transplant, his creatinine clearance was 1.7 with the new kidney. When you have kidney failure, your creatinine clearance has gone to like 2.3 to 2.5. Now you're on dialysis. And a couple years ago with this kidney transplant, it had gotten to 2.2, which is not a good place to be. So what happened the last time he had labs done, his creatinine clearance showed 1.6.
1.5.
Oh, it's now 1.5, yeah. Which is even better than the day after the kidney transplant.
Well, that's actually really, I mean, see, that's the kind of information that a scientist would want to go, and you guys are scientists, but, you know, a lab of energetic people who really want to put the effort into it and do some extensive, you know, trials and things. That would be amazing because
big problem there. The problem is big pharma.
Well, I know that. Yeah, I know that. And so what you'd want to do, I totally get it. What you want to do is we'd have to figure out another country to do it in. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people. It's a joke. It's not right, right? I mean, we got this promising stuff and suddenly we can't do a trial. And even to do a trial, why can't we do a trial? You'd have to pay all this money to somebody else just to get the privilege of testing stuff. It's like, why am I paying you to be able to figure out science? That's BS. I mean, we have all these roadblocks just to progress in science. I just did a show saying we're 40 years behind Russia in science. Well, that's in physics. I'm sorry. We are behind in almost every field because of things like that. When you put that kind of barrier on people who have nowhere near that money, you're going to just completely grind the whole scientific field to a halt. And that's just unacceptable. To me, it's unacceptable. And who the heck are they? So when you're going to grind a whole field to a halt, you're taking humanity and forcing them forcing humanity back. And the consequence of that is a long-term consequence. When the printing press came out and they forced the printing press, you know, the countries that forced censorship to the point where they couldn't use a printing press are still financially affected compared to the ones that let it flourish. We are in a country that's completely holding back science. You can't tell me it's not going to affect us 300 years from now, because we know the printing press had that same concept. Whenever you hold back society, it's going to have a long-term effect. And it pisses me off because I don't think it's their right to do that. But I think it's like basic human rights that go beyond the Constitution, that go beyond anything that some human being put in place. I'm on my soapbox right now, but I think it's beyond that. And just because there's laws in place, I think it's those laws that's below these basic laws of, you know, natural law. We should have the right to figure out our own healthcare, our own bodies, and be able to progress science.
You know, Sarah, what's really important is the messages you talked about in water. And intention is a very important part of all of the plasma energy that we work with. And intention was studied very well by Masaru Emoto now with the messages in water. And it's alleged that he was poisoned when he died in Canada at a conference. It's alleged. Who can prove it? So that's an example of the suppression of information.
Well, I am working with scientists that are continuing who have worked with him and now are continuing his research. But keep going.
When we make all of these things that we use, we put our intention purposely into it, that it's going to serve the purpose that we intend for it. Like like my kidneys, when I made these patches that I wear, or wear one in front and one in back, and I put the intention on these when I made them that it would restore my kidney function. And so far, it's doing a good job.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. Some of this is kind of woo-woo-y stuff. And what I love about Max and Phil, they're two scientists that I work with, are they're trying to put scientific measures and science around woo-woo. And because we know that there are legitimate things here, but it seems so out of the scope of the way we've been taught about science. And so now they're trying to take the principles of science and put it onto woo and try to create some measurements so that we can have something we can grasp and we can put. And that's what the scientist Yokomoto did with water. He was putting something around it so that we could grasp it. And, you know, it's also like the master healer putting a measurement of the Eastern medicine about the energy going through your body. It's starting to put some measurements about it so we can say, wait a minute, this stuff isn't all that woo-woo out there. I mean, it kind of is, but there's something to it. This is real. And just because you don't believe it doesn't mean it's not. So that's great. I mean, I love that. I just want to see more people taking the wheel up and trying to say, okay, this is, you know, let's figure it out.
You know, one of the things that we run into is people are very, very programmed to utilize their insurance and the mainstream facilities. And they really don't embrace anything out of that experience. But the people who do, we get a lot of testimonials, which we have on the website. We have frequently asked questions. We have blogs that I've written. So there was a recent bit of information that came out of Poland where a man buried in one of his cornfields. He buried some plasma energy. Now, it wasn't our energy station. It was other combinations of water. And he buried them around one portion of the field. And when it got time to harvest, right beforehand, a herd of wild boars came in and decimated the whole field, except for the part that had the plasma energy. They didn't touch it. And so it sets up, the same thing happened with a man who lives in Mexico. His parents are in Dominica, and Dominica was destroyed, about 90% of the island. The buildings were just flattened. There were no leaves on the trees. It's just decimated. I wrote a blog on it in November and showed photos. What happened is he'd been using plasma energy at his parents' house in Dominica, in their garden and everything. When he got there 3 weeks after the hurricane, their place was completely intact. Not a leaf was blown off the plants. They still had blooms on them. It was amazing. And he did a...
Was everybody else demolished, essentially?
Yeah.
Yes.
He did a video around the perimeter of their property, and it was as though there had been a protective dome.
Do you have a copy of that video I can put in this video? A little clip of it?
Yeah, it's on Facebook. And
will you send me that link, and then I'll put a little clip here, because that's really interesting.
Yeah, and I have the blog. In the blog, I included the account of another couple who was in Dominica during the hurricane. They were building a house. They were in a rental house, and as the hurricane progressed, different rooms of the house were falling in, and so they finally went and got in their car. By morning, that rental house was destroyed, their new home was destroyed, and they were just in the car. The car wasn't destroyed. And so they show photos of that, and I've got that in that blog, and I'll give you a link to that too. Basically, the island was demolished. The housing, you see overview pictures, and the buildings are just flattened, demolished. And here's this one property of this guy's parents, totally intact.
That's just amazing. And I wonder if they're, you know, crop circles, which people think is a joke, but the ones that aren't, where they can't, you know, they've had, you know, science classes, university science classes go and try to figure out how they're made and they can't figure it out. And Patty Greer caught on camera those plasma orbs. Now it gets back to plasma. It does something to the seeds and these things end up being super seeds. They grow like anywhere from 36 to 400%. I don't know the exact numbers. Better than other seeds without water and without, I mean, all these factors that these seeds have. And so it gets back to what you're saying about plasma. And that's the science I want people to start really researching. What, how can we use plasma? What can we do? Because if we can grow more food, we can solve our health problems. And I mean, we got to get out of these paradigms that we're in right now and take some giant leaps forward in science. I mean, this is exciting stuff.
Well, if you take the seeds and soak them before you plant them in some of the plasma water, Mr. Cash has said you're going to remove GMO imprinting. You're going to get the seed back to its natural state. And a lot of people are doing testing in agriculture, and what they're finding is when they treat the fields with plasma energy, they're reducing the use of herbicides, of pesticides, fertilizers, and the farmers next to these fields that don't know what's going on are often getting a better yield, and they don't know why. But
yeah. That's funny. They're just kind of dumb beneficiaries.
Right. And there was a lettuce grower in a hydroponic lettuce grower in Australia, and they dropped bottles, plastic water bottles, they looked like, on a string in their water flow system for the lettuce. And it flowed through a fish tank and back around through all their greenhouses. What they found out is their yield increased almost 50%. Then in the summer, when it was so hot, the water's hot, the plants are hot, the air's hot, everything, they would usually have pretty poor growth. The roots would be all brownish looking. When they have the plasma energy in there, they were vigorous. There were all white roots. They didn't have the burnt look. And their yield was up like it had never been in the summer months before. So those are more measurable ways, you know, when you're looking at gardens and fields. And
you're getting actual measurements of how this plasma is actually working. We might not know the whole answers to the universe yet, which is what I asked you at the beginning, which wasn't maybe fair, but at least we're starting to get some of the anecdotal. We're starting to see what these things are. Now, how can people get a hold of you? Where can they learn more about your stuff?
Okay, we have a website, plasmaenergysolution.com, and solution is singular, not plural. plasmaenergysolution.com. When you get to that website, we have a lot of videos on there. We have, our first Montana workshop was a couple years ago, and that's a 2-hour long where Paul really explains all the basics of doing the energy station and getting the GANs at the different methods he used. And then there's a 28-minute video of how to set up your plasma energy station. I did another 13-minute video of how to make these that you can share with other people. And Paul has done quite a few videos. We've got some on anxiety in pets, cataracts in pets, because this is going to apply to our pets also.
How much does it cost?
The plasma energy station is $197, but only during the month of August. There, if you go and say, yes, I want the free report on the plasma energy station on our homepage and click through, there's a $47 off coupon.
Oh, excellent. So it's like 25% off right now in August.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
But you have to go to that specific report and click through, or you won't see the coupon. That's the only way to access it. And then different months I'll have a special on something. This is Clean Mouth. I did a blog on it and a special. So as we come out with things, Paul's working on one now. And let's see, this is almost there. And this is still processing. These are detox. And so we've got over 150 things in these that are good for detoxing, both for the actual detox or the support of the body in a detox situation. This is probably going to end up taking three months or more to get the final product. And then I'll come out with it with a blog and something special about it. So that's where people can find out. They can also see the testimonials and the frequently asked questions.
There's a real education on that website. So if people are curious, want to know more about plasma energy, it's all on that website. And what's not on there, you can access from there. So, you know, if people are curious, they need to go check out that website, because there's a myriad of information there that applies to lots of different things: agriculture, pets, all kinds of different ailments. And it tells you also what's in all of the vials, the contents.
That's excellent, though. What's in all the vials and tells you what those vials do. It's time for science to take some giant leaps. And we have some major leaps and paradigm changes that we need to make. And this is one of them. It can't be fringe anymore. We got to stop having things that show so much promise being fringe. And I wish we could get out of our little box. Maybe it'll take another 100 years. I don't know, but that's too bad. Well, I want to thank you so much. Go ahead.
I want to share something with you, because you talked about the message where there was a chemical change in the water in one place and then where it would be across the ocean. We were talking about the general condition of the world and what can two people do about it, you know, and what can you do about it without getting into a fear base or an anger base and negativity. So we figure that there's a lot of plasma energy out there that's emanated from Paul's efforts, okay? And so that would be like a messaging system, so to speak, a little message grid. So what we said here is our intention and invitation: all plasma energy that originated from Lynn and Paul's efforts joins every other bit of plasma energy that originated from Lynn and Paul's efforts, wherever that plasma energy is in the world, on the land, in the waters of the rivers, lakes, and oceans, in the air, and in the clouds above. All that plasma energy brings Lynn and Paul's intention everywhere on, above, around, and below the surface of planet Earth, that all living beings are filled with love, peace, joy, freedom, and well-being, with the ethics and morality to support love, peace, joy, freedom, and well-being of all living beings on planet Earth, including the living being, our home, planet Earth. All of like intentions are invited to join this intention. And we have this in several places around the house, so we're mindful of it on a daily basis, and just set up that communication. I put plasma energy in the creek here, but that creek flows into the Yellowstone, and that flows into the Missouri, and that flows into the Mississippi, and that flows into the Gulf of Mexico, and that runs into the Atlantic Ocean. So I like to think that there's just plasma energy that started here that's made it around the world. And if there were clouds that formed above, that's traveled across the country and across the ocean.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I think we're starting to put some science understanding and starting to get it on why we are all connected and why we just all of a sudden we move in herds and stuff. Animals move in herds, and we're starting to understand what's behind that and why it works. And then there's people like you that are taking advantage of it, which is so awesome. It's so awesome. Well, I thank you so much for sticking around and doing this with us, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sarah.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. And we know that there's a lot of work left to do because doctors nowadays know nothing about plasma energy, nothing at all. And they don't even know what it is.
I know. That's what I mean. There's time for huge leaps. Now, the NASA, the space scientists do. I think that's what they're using. I mean, that's the whole course of all that stuff.
But they're sure keeping it a big secret.
I know, which isn't right. I know.
The universities do not teach it, and none of the doctors coming out of these universities know anything about it. And Lynn's brother is a doctor, an MD. He knows nothing about it, but he knows that it works because his wife uses it.
They were so impressed when they opened an envelope and had a couple of these for her to put on her knee. And I'm sure he was looking at it going, seriously, my sister is now sending paper towels.
But was he impressed when it actually did something?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Exactly. Okay, well, good. Well, thank you so much. And you got to keep in touch with me and how all this stuff is going.
We'll do that. And thank you, Sarah.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your time.